This is Kevin Connor from The Morning Sun and A Hill Country Saturday. And recently I had the opportunity to talk to Morris, a native Texan, returning to her home state this final week of April, also her birthday month, by the way, to do a bunch of shows, including one at ACL Live at the Moody Theater. And we talked about songwriting, because not only did Maren show an early talent for singing songs, she exhibited an early interest, a great interest, in learning how to write songs.
I loved going through the liner notes from probably the time I could read and just being like, oh, okay, so she's written this song with this person and she also plays bass guitar. And so it was almost this little like database in my brain of like what people do. But I also think my like love of songwriting came around, I think it was the second Chicks record with the song Let 'Em Fly.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, did they write this? Like, I need to figure out who wrote this. And I look at the liner notes and it's Patty Griffin.
Yeah.
And so that started a very long and still current obsession with Patty. And so I think that's what sparked me wanting to, you know, get a guitar, learn a couple chords, and then start putting like lyrics and melody to them.
Patty has lived here in Austin for a good long time. She had tried Nashville and then came to Austin and stuck around. Now you went from Arlington, Texas to Nashville. Was Austin ever in the running? Did you ever consider coming here?
Yeah, and I still do, honestly.
Okay,
I love Austin. I grew up going to like South by Southwest, and we just did ACL the festival this past fall.
Yeah.
And my friends from Dallas came down for that. And it's a vibe I have when I'm back in Texas that I just can't get anywhere else. And Austin and Nashville, at least 10 years ago to me, felt very similar in terms of like, well, now the traffic is terrible in both, but like just the food culture, it being a very musically creative cities, a lot of songwriters. Yeah, just like outdoorsy stuff to do. I think that always kind of paralleled in my mind, but I don't know, either I haven't found it or I'm ignorant to it, but I've not found like good Tex-Mex here in Nashville. So that is one thing that Austin has that I miss.
Well, there you go. You'll be here soon to play ACL Live, and there's all kinds of stuff within walking distance. Nashville has more of an infrastructure, the music business infrastructure, and that includes songwriters, where people sometimes meet in an office and sit down and write a song. But the title track to your last record that came out, I found this intriguing, Dreamsicle. It just arrived fully formed in the middle of the night?
Pretty much. It's spooky and rare when that happens, but it was just waiting for me to write down. And I think it like a full moon, 3 a.m, and I always keep an acoustic guitar near my bed just in case the rare occasion happens when a song falls out of the sky in the middle of the night and you don't want to miss it. And it doesn't happen often, but when it does, you feel like, wow, that is some crazy cosmic spiritual thing that randomly occurs in songwriting, where it's just like this fell out.
Yeah. A gift.
Yeah.
Well, let's play it. Dreamsicle, Maren Morris on radio.
Dreamsicle, perfectly fickle. Your magic melts away before I'm done.
That is Maren Morris and Dreamsicle, the title track to her album that came out last year. So when you come here to town play ACL Live, it'd be a good representation of Dreamsicle, but you've got a whole bunch of songs now. It must get hard to make a set list now.
Yeah, it's like you want to create a story, like a narrative arc throughout the show, but you also want to entertain and you want to play the songs that people feel excited and comforted by. So it's always like a dance of making a set list, but I actually love it. And I think that it's one of my favorite things about building out a tour and a show is just it going from like the songs on the page to how do we make this dimensional, you know, each night. And it really feel like it just ties in with the song before it and takes you on an emotional journey and leaves you in a place of peace and just like you got to unload something. So yeah, it's kind of like a sociological experiment in some ways.
Well, Bonnie Raitt, I remember something you just said made me think of her. She said, it's really tough to sing too many emotional songs in one night. To do them right, to do the songs justice, you can't just go to that heartbreak well all the time. But I know there's one song on your album that the one that a lot of people respond to the most, because when you made the record, you were going through a divorce, and this is how a woman leaves. And that's kind of like the one that people really respond to, especially women, right?
Yeah, I think it was definitely a tough song to write and really scary to put out, because I was like questioning if this is a little bit too, I don't know, not abrasive, but just vulnerable. And that's a scary feeling anyways, especially ironically, even as a writer. But, you know, you get control over what the world hears. Not every song I write is for public consumption. Sometimes they're just for me and my healing process. But with that one, it did feel so visceral and unique that I know that it was pulling me through a really hard time in the most like irreverent way. I'm not like constantly inspired by my own music in terms of like, I don't know. I don't want to come across like I'm drinking my own Kool-Aid or something, but the song itself, like listening back to it, I was like, this is really helping me.
Wow.
That just kind of answered my question of, is this too much to put out? And I think the answer was no. And people have responded to it. A lot of women, yes. I think a lot of people just on the cusp of questioning if the relationship they're in, or even it could go beyond romantic relationships, but friendships or a relationship with a parent or a sibling or even a job. I think that it's just about self-respect. And sometimes you have to walk away and be okay with looking like the bad guy to some people. You know, they're gonna think that of you regardless. So you have to like prioritize yourself in a lot of ways, especially with these bigger life choices. So yeah, it's been like a good kind of balance of men and women that have, you know, whether they're married or in relationships or just any of what I just said, just feeling like emboldened by the message of the song, This Is How a Woman Leaves.
That is Maren Morris talking about the song, This Is How a Woman Leaves, on her latest album, Dreamsicle. Thank you to Maren Morris for taking the time to talk to us here on Sun Radio. And thank you for listening.